So we are learning now Daf Nun Tes, and we're starting from six lines from the top. Omar Rava. Omar Rava, Siri Me'elov Hu Kadosh. That by Ma'ase Behema, if the tenth one stayed in the deer, stayed in the pen, stayed by the rest of the animals, nine went out one after another, and the tenth one stayed where it is, Hu Kadosh Me'elov. It's Kadosh by itself. Without counting number 10, it's Kadosh. That's Rava's Chiddush. It means you count to 9, the last one stayed inside, still it's Kaddish automatically, and it's Kaddish for Ma'is Behema. How does Rava know this? If it's from the Braisa that says, the Braisa says, we only know if he called it Asiri, call the 10th one number 10, that it's Ma'isa. How do you know if you didn't call number 10 or 9, how do you know it's Ma'is Behema? The Pasuk says, Asiri Kaddish Mekal Makim. The Pasuk says that when Mekal Makim, it's Asiri Kaddish. It's Lashon Mekal Makim. That's Mashma, even if you don't count it as number 10. So it's a Raya to Rava. Does everyone know it's not a Raya to Rava? Why not? Vidilma Asiri Hudloi Karya. Maybe you didn't call it number 10, but Kaddish Karya. You did call it Kaddish. And therefore, it's Kaddish over here. Just the Pasuk is teaching us you don't have to say the word number 10, but you do have to say Kaddish. It's still not a Raya to Rava that even though you did nothing and it stayed with the rest of the behemoths, that's still Kaddish. Elam Hadat Tanya. We'll try from this price. Elam Hadat Tanya. Korot L'Tshia Siri. If someone called number 9, 10. He's counting the animals and he skips a number. Instead of saying number 9, he calls the ninth animal number 10. The Yotza Asiri V'loy Diver. Then the 10th one came out, he didn't say anything. The halacha is, HaTashia Necha B'mumay. The ninth animal, you have to wait to get a mum. Even though it's not really a tenth animal, but since you called it number 10, it has a shtickle kedusha, you have to eat it with a mum. Ba'asiri ma'isa, the tenth one is ma'isa. Even though you didn't say anything. So it's a raya to Rava, even though you didn't say anything, that's still ma'isa. So the one knows, it's not a raya. Dumashani hasom, the ivrelei asiri. It's not a raya for two reasons, Ms. Price. Number one is, first of all, shani hasom, the ivrelei asiri. Since it came out after 9, it was mavura ba'atzmai that it's 10. It's Mavura by itself, that's number 10. Inami, the Achviloi. Or maybe it's talking about that you pointed towards it as it's coming out, and you pointed towards it, and that was a Maisa shtickle. You just didn't say anything. Like Diva Befiv, you didn't say anything by your mouth, but maybe you pointed to it. So maybe that's why it's Maisa. So therefore, it's not a Raya to Rava, because either it's better because it walked out as number 10, or because you pointed towards it. So we still don't have a Raya to Rava. Elamaha, maybe from this Braisa. Elamaha, the Tanya went to Braisa. Koro Elitshia Siri. You called number 9, 10. That means you skipped number 9, you called number 10. Umeis. And it died. Umeis Asiri Bedir. The 10th one died in the pen. And after you called number 9, 10, the 10th one that was left in with the rest of the Hamas, Umeis Asiri Bedir. The 10th one died. Stay with all the animals and it died. The halach is tshi necha v'mumay. The ninth one you have to eat with a mum. The reason is because you called the number 10, so even though it's number 9, it's still chal on it a certain amount of kedusha. Bekulam v'turim. And even though the 10th died, the other eight, all potter from ma'isa v'hemad, all yaitzim, you know, gemaisid already, all potter now. What's pshat? Must be because the 10th one that stayed in the with other animals was had a chalais kedushas ma'isa on it. So it's a raya to Rava. My time, a kulam b'turim, lav mashum, the kaddish lay asir, because the asir became kaddish. So it's a raya to Rava. So the one knows, it's not a raya to Rava, because maybe pshat in this brice is like the other Rava. But then with the three of minyan harayu, maybe you got potter with the din called minyan harayu. What's the din minyan harayu? It's Amar Rava. We'll learn about it on base. Amar Rava. Minyan harayu potter. The halacha is that if you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and at that time there was 10, and after number 7, lightning struck and killed the rest of the animals, those 7 are potter for Ma'isa Behema because it went out the minyan harayu. That's the halacha. So here, maybe why it's potter is because, not because the 10th one got a kedusha on it, because it was minyan harayu, because when they went out, they were all potter. So it's still not a raya to Rava that a 10th animal that stays in the deer has kedushas ma'isa on it. The 10th animal that stays with the other animals in the pen, it's still kedushas ma'isa. We don't have a raya to that. Elo, this is the raya. Mahad Tanya. Now we have a first raya from Braisa. It says in the Braisa, Karo L'Tshia Asiri, he called number 9, 10, Finish Dayer Asiri B'dir. And the 10th one stayed in the deer, stayed with, you know, with in the animal pen. Hatashi nechav amumay va'asiri ma'aseh. The 10th one is ma'aseh. So first shalacha, first a brayse like Rava, that after you put 9 through tachas hashevet, the 10th one is kadosh me'ilav, if you don't put it through the tachas hashevet. Now this brayse says that when you call the 9th one 10, and then the 10th one stays where it is, the halach is that the 9th one has to be nechav amumay. Pray the Gemara kasha on that. V'atanya the brayse, Tashi Chulin, the 9th one is Chulin. So it's a steer to this Braisa that says that the 9th one that you call number 10 is Nechav Mumay. And for the Gemara, Tani Tanakh Rav Sheshes, that Hom Mani Rav Shimon ben Yehudahi. This man Yamo holds that Tashi is Chulin, is going to Rav Shimon ben Yehuda. Tani Shimon Yehuda Yimer, Rav Shimon says Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon, Af Hatshi Eina Kadosh. The 9th one is not Kaddish, Elam Kein Nekar Shem Asiri Menu. Only if the 10th one was Nekar the Shem 10, the number 10 from the 10th. For example, if you call number 9, 10, and then you call number 10, 9, then the halach is that the Tashi will be Nechol B'mumay. But if you never were Oiker, you never disqualified, you never called number 10 something else, then the halach is that she is chulin, according to this man the Amar, Shimon ben Yehuda. And what's the pshat? Because the halach is that if you call number 9, 10, and you call number 10, 9, and you call number 11, 10, the halach is that number 11 is kaddish even to bring as a carbon. And there, the halach is only, it only works if number 10 you called 9. So he's learning out, from just like by there, by number 11, it's only kaddish if you would oiker the shame from number 10. By the 9th one also, only is nechal b'mumay if you oiker the shame 10 for number 10. And the Gemara explains, v'din noisin. It's all of Shimon Yehuda talking, v'din noisin. Oma echad asa shu oisa kedusha yikara. Matter of the 11th one, which a mistake on that is so chashuv, even bring it as a carbon, ain't it kadosh al kinek Hashem asir menui, it's not kadosh. Only if you oiker the shame for number 10, tashi, which never is enough. The 9th one never comes kadosh enough to be makarvich. Ain't oisa kedusha likarev. Ain't a din shem neka shem asiri menu in iloy loy. So of course there you have to be oiker the shame. It's not such a chashva kedusha. Of course you have to be oiker the shame asiri to nechal mumay. Ain't a din shem neka shem asiri menu in iloy loy. So that's what Shem Yehuda's raya. And that, therefore, Hashem Yehuda holds, by our case, where the 10th one stayed with all the animals in the pen, since we're in Oikah Shem Asiri from it, therefore the number 9, it stays Chulin. That's Hashem Yehuda's Shita. Now, the Chum argue of Hashem Yehuda, and the Chum have two tainas of Hashem Yehuda's taina right here. So, the Gemara, here are Nisanas. I'll say the opposite Svara. Here are Nisanas. Achad also, Shu Oisa Kedusha Likarev, the 11th one that has to be so Kaddish, that has to be Kaddish to bring on the Mizbeach. There you say, Neka Shem Asir Menu in Eloi Eloi. There you say that if the 10th one lost its shame, you called number 10 9, good, if not, not. But the Shia, Shein Es Kedusha Karav, it's any small little Kedusha, just Nechav Amumai. Who said you have to have Oika Shem from number 10 there? I've got Neka Shem Asir Menu. It's not a Raya. That's one Taina. Taina number 2 is, Inami, Achad also the Ivrilei Asiri, the 11th one, which already came after number 10. So there, in Nekar, Shem Asiri Menu, in, only if the number 10 wasn't called number 10, you can have a number 11, in, Eloi Eloi. Because if it was called number 10, so 11 for sure can't be Kaddish, it's too late. But she, that Katli Ivle Asiri, you didn't get the number 10 yet, I forgot Loi Nekar Shem Asiri Menu. Even if you weren't Oika Shem Asiri, still have Nechav Amumai. So don't bring a right for number 11 to number 9, and Sula Midi. Therefore, the Rabbanon argue on Shimon Yehuda very strongly. But Al-Kabbanon, Shimon Yehuda holds that the 9th one does not get Nechav Mumay unless you will oike the shame for number 10. That means on number 10, you did not call it number 10, and you called it something else. But if you didn't do anything, he'll hold that's Chulin. That's the second Brayser that says the number 9 is Chulin.